This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Act East policy has given new energy, momentum and direction to ties with Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN countries. Speaking at the India-ASEAN Summit in Vientiane, Laos, PDR yesterday, he stressed that the 21st century is the century of India and ASEAN countries. The Prime Minister said, India and ASEAN countries are peace-loving nations and they respect each other's national integrity and sovereignty. Highlighting the importance of ties between India and ASEAN countries, Prime Minister Modi said that the trade with the ASEAN region has almost doubled to over $130 billion in the past 10 years. He said, India has direct flight connectivity with 7 ASEAN countries and soon direct flights will start with Brunei. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of the East Asia Summit in Laos, Prime Minister Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with ASEAN leaders. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Vice President of National Conference, Omar Abdullah was unanimously elected as a Legislature Party leader yesterday. After emerging as the single largest party with 42 elected MLAs, the National Conference held its Legislature Party meeting in Srinagar to discuss government formation with its pre-poll alliance partners, Congress and CPIM. 4 winning independent candidates also joined the National Conference during the meeting. Centre has declared Hizb-ut-Tahrir and all its manifestations and front organisations as terrorist organisations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said that Hizb-ut-Tahrir is allegedly involved in the radicalisation and motivation of gullible youth to join terrorist organisations such as ISIS and raising funds for terror activities. It said the aim of the organisation is to establish an Islamic State and caliphate globally, including India, by overthrowing democratically elected governments through jihad and terrorist activities. The last rites of renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata were performed with full state honours in Mumbai yesterday. Ratan Tata, who is credited with transforming the Tata Group into a globally renowned conglomerate, breathed his last on Thursday at the age of 86 at a hospital in Mumbai. The Maharashtra Cabinet yesterday passed a proposal to request the Union Government to award the Bharat Ratna to Ratan Tata. The Cabinet also paid tribute to Ratan Tata. The Union Education Ministry yesterday organised a national online workshop on mental health and cybersecurity on World Mental Health Day. Speaking at the occasion, Professor in the Psychiatry Department in All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, Dr. Rajesh Sagar provided valuable insights into the prevalent mental health issues such as stress, anxiety and depression. He emphasised that around 50% of mental health disorders emerge before the age of 14. Dr. Sagar identified common stressors including academic pressure, parental conflicts and bullying. During the workshop, he shared effective coping strategies such as deep breathing and cognitive restructuring to foster a happier childhood. In another session, Deputy Commissioner of Police at Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Centre, Dr. Rashmi Sharma Yadav, has highlighted the importance of cyber hygiene and security for children. The 2024 Nobel Prize in Literature was awarded to South Korean author Han Kang. She was honoured for her intense poetic prose that confronts historical traumas and exposes the fragility of human life. The Nobel Committee at the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences made this announcement yesterday. Ms. Kang is widely known for her novel, The Vegetarian, which was written in 3 parts. According to the Nobel Committee, she is the first South Korean writer to win the award. Spain's tennis legend Rafael Nadal, 22 Grand Slam singles champion, has announced his retirement from professional tennis. He shared the news through a video on social media expressing his gratitude for the support throughout his career. Nadal's final tournament will be the Davis Cup Finals this November in Malaga, marking a fitting conclusion to his illustrious journey. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.